Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, live from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, welcome to the show. What a show we have for you today. Oh, man, I'm loving this show today, and I'm also loving the fact that it's looking very, very, very much like Fugazi is the word of the day today regarding Biden's COVID. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. And his Cantor Freedom. I recorded an interview with him earlier today. So let me give you a little insight into how the whole RNC convention works. You get here early in the morning, mid-morning, and people just start coming by and stopping by for interviews. So we actually pre-recorded a couple of interviews, including with Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Whatley, Enes Kanter Freedom himself. He stopped by as well. So we're gonna have some fun. We got some guests popping in live as well. The energy is incredible heading into tonight. And you heard the CBS News. It's so funny listening to them going, well, Trump's rewritten his speech tonight. He's going to have more of a focus on unity. We'll see if he actually can talk about unity. So snarky, right? And Biden's done. Biden is done. And once again, your favorite afternoon drive host will be proven right. I'm not happy about it because I want Biden to stay in, but I'm not also worried about it because I don't think there's any Democrat that beats Donald Trump, so I'm not losing sleep over it. But Biden's toast. The big guy himself, the other big guy, the other corrupt guy, that's Barack Obama, the Chicago mob boss, came out and said, it's over, Joe. It's over. Washington Post reporting that earlier today, and Biden is now telling people that he understands he's got to step aside. They're also prepared to shiv Kamala Harris. So today on The View, just a few moments ago, Sonny Hostin came out and said that if they overlook Kamala Harris, black women will not support the Democrat ticket. So that just happened a short time ago as everybody is getting ready for what is the inevitable, which is Joe Biden is not going to be the candidate. He may be the nominee. in order to transfer the money over to whoever the Democrat nominee is, but he is not going to be the candidate this November. But don't worry about it. Don't lose sleep over it. Trump still got this. I'm not worried. Nobody beats him, not Gavin Newsom, not Gretchen Whitmer, not Kamala Harris for sure, and not Gavin Newsom. So I'm not, and not King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal ruggedness, Josh Shapiro doesn't beat him. I'm not worried about it. And no number two is going to actually beat him. Congressman Zeldin's over there, Matt. Let me start with this, cut 16. This is Van Jones saying something that is very obvious to everybody. A very obvious point here, and politically shows you how destructive all this is for the Democrats. Cut 16.
A bullet couldn't stop Trump. A virus just stopped Biden. You've got the nominees of this party getting their butts kissed. Biden's getting his butt kicked by his own party. The Democrats are coming apart. The Republicans are coming together.
A bullet couldn't stop Trump. A virus just stopped Biden. That's exactly what we're talking about here. And that's why it's so bad. What we have, it's so bad. By the way, I also recorded with a Gold Star family, one of the parents of one of the Marines killed at Abbey Gate. Biden administration still has not apologized to them. So I'm going to talk to we'll play that interview for you a little bit later in the show as well today. Look, it's not good. And Jonathan Carl reporting on this. We'll cue up cut 19. And actually, they owe it to the Ruthless podcast, the guys on the Ruthless podcast, who are a bunch of former Trump staffers, they're actually the ones who broke this story, and then ABC News stole it from them. But they broke the story first, which is that Senate Majority Leader Chuckie Schumer, I guess he didn't have any Tide Pods to try to ban or anything else. Chuckie Schumer went over and said to Biden, time's up, you got to go. And he only did that, of course, because he got the word from Barack Obama, the time's up, you got to go, it's time to go. So here's John Carl from ABC News, cut 19.
And I am told that the pressure from Democratic leaders for Biden to get out of the race is intensifying. In fact, one person who has been out there publicly defending Biden told me just a short while ago, Biden is going to see the whole House of Cards come down soon. As for that meeting in Rehoboth, Delaware, I am told that this was a one-on-one meeting, just the Senate leader and the president, and that Chuck Schumer forcefully made the case that it would be better for Biden, better for the Democratic Party, and better for the country if he were to bow out of the race. And David, when I went to Schumer's office to ask them about, to tell them I was going to report this and tell you this tonight, absolutely no denial from Senator Schumer's office. They only said this: Leader Schumer conveyed the views of his caucus. In other words, the views of Democratic senators. I am also told that Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader in the House, has expressed similar views directly to the president.
Yeah, it's over, Johnny. It's over. Nothing is over. It's over, Joey, I should say. It's over, Joey. Nothing is over. Yes, it's over. You're done. Here is a clip last night. This is a CNN panel. David Axelrod, Anderson Cooper. I just want to remind you, you know, I made this prediction back in October of 2023. This is after David Axelrod was at that Obama reunion weekend, and then he went on a tweet storm saying that Joe Biden has to go. He can't win. This was in the fall of 2023, and I remember this because I was relaying that memo, that polling memo from James Carville's group. And Carville's group said the quiet part out loud. You know, none of the Democrat messages are penetrating. When you ask voters, even Democrat voters, who they think is best for saving democracy, they tell you it's the Republicans. When you ask which party is better on lowering the temperature and bringing people together, it's Republicans. Literally none of the Democrat messages were working. And Biden was losing then, and Axelrod's been saying it. This is where we are right now. I want to contrast that with what we're seeing at the Republican National Convention. So cue up cut number 20, Jimmy. At the RNC, you're seeing nothing but loyalty. The rivals to Donald Trump all on the stage saying that they're backing him and they're endorsing him. It is a unity theme here at the Republican National Convention. Contrast that with what we're seeing with the Democrats, cut number 20.
Look, there are three things that you look at. You know, one is polling, and the polling is getting worse. The battleground, which is getting larger, there were six or perhaps seven battleground states to start. Now you have 11 or 12. And then money. Do you have the resources to compete? And that money has dried up. And now donors are not talking about how do we shore up the president. They're talking about how do we shore up the House? How do we shore up the Senate? And that's where they're shifting their resources. This is inexorable. And I don't say this with any pleasure at all, because I worked with Joe Biden. He served this country well for most of his life. And this is not the coda that he wants on his career. And I think that's what people are telling him, that he can help improve the chances of winning a race that he says is existential, but the way he has to do it is to exit. And there will be a discussion about whether it's the vice president or not. She certainly is the likely candidate, maybe not the certain candidate, but what is certain is he is not in a position to win this race any longer.
He has not helped himself at all with these interviews that he's done recently. That's one thing that I'm getting the sense of from talking to people. His comments have reinforced the idea that he is not connected to what's happening in the battlegrounds.
Let's stop it right there for a second, Jimmy. All right, now, what she's referring to is, and let's cue up cut 23, Jim. Biden did a disastrous interview with Ed Gordon of BET News. I mean, this was bad, okay? This was a bad, bad interview. Bad. And he forgot the name of the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, and just called him the black man, okay? This is what we're talking about, the black man. If you had a grandfather who was saying these things, you would apologize to the nursing staff because they're probably deeply offended. You would say, I'm so sorry about my grandpa. He's just, and they'd go, I know, it's a generation thing. Don't worry about it. I'm not offended. Could you imagine that? You have a grandpa sitting there going, yeah, that guy came in here, the black man. You mean your doctor, dad? Yeah. This is the president of the United States talking about the Secretary of Defense. Cut 23.
And so it's all about treating people with dignity. And it's about making sure that, look, I mean, for example, look at the heat I'm getting. Because I named the Secretary of Defense, the black man. I named Ketanji Brown. I mean, because of the people I've named.
The black man. Secretary of Defense, the black man. His name's Lloyd Austin. And nobody gave you heat because he was black. And by the way, he's not the first black Secretary of Defense. I have news for you. And also, too, no one cares that he's black, other than you, since that's all the only way you can remember the guy is by saying the black man. So as bad as that is, and that's really bad, it doesn't stop there, because Biden also denied he's losing support among black voters, because apparently blacks don't focus until after Labor Day. Who knew? In the summertime, they can't be bothered. They're just sitting there like Will Smith in West Philadelphia, just with the new kicks on, watching everybody cruise around and 5 miles an hour, whatever it is. Cut 24.
I'd like you to take a moment and tell Black America what you want them to know. Why should they turn out for you?
Because they know where my heart is. They know where my head is.
Your head.
And by the way, if you notice, whether it's young blacks or young whites or white Hispanics or young Asian Americans, they've never focused until after Labor Day. I mean, the idea they're focusing intently on the election right now is not there. And by the way, if you take a look at the presidents who have won at this stage of the game, the last seven or eight presidents, five of them were losing at this time by significant margins. The point is, we're just getting down to game time now.
Didn't stop there. Biden claimed, this is cut 25, Jimmy. Biden claims he's losing support among black voters because he can't go through the projects anymore. Yeah. Cut 25.
I think that, and one thing does change, it's not an excuse, an explanation. I would ordinarily be going through black neighborhoods on ground, on the foot, working through the neighborhoods. I have a tradition. I close every campaign, no matter what campaign, going into the projects and going down the east side. And, hey, Joe, well, how you doing? Just because of the referendums, let them know I'm still there. We can't do that now. Not because of the black community, because it's too dangerous for me to be out walking on a company. So what I'm doing, though, is trying to keep in touch with as many of my black constituents and letting people know that I'm available. I'm available. I really, it's the reason why I got involved in politics in the first place. Not a joke. Not a joke.
No joke.
Everybody deserves a shot. Everybody deserves a shot. And we've demonstrated, you give them a shot, they step up.
Thank you, Jimmy. It's too dangerous for him to walk through the projects. It's too dangerous for him to go to the black neighborhoods. Now, I want to remind you, Trump went to Temple and gave a speech in a black neighborhood of Philadelphia. But Biden says it's too dangerous to be among the black people. This is what I mean. This is disastrous. These interviews are disastrous. And this is why the writing is on the wall with all this. Biden can't survive this right now. Because the other black man, Barack Obama, has come out and said today that Joe's got to go. It's cringeworthy, quite frankly. Now, even NBC News now is reporting that the talks are just, it's not even a talk of should Biden go. Now it's talk of get out. Just get out. Be done. It's over. You're done. And there's even word right now that he may be out by this weekend. That he may be officially announcing his intention to leave by this. I don't know. My sense of it is, from what I understand of the procedures with the Democrat National Committee and also with the campaign finance laws, it behooves them to nominate Joe Biden first so that he can transfer the war chest over. And it also behooves them to be able to nominate him so that they can control the process of his successor. Now, maybe they don't care. Maybe they don't care about money, and maybe they don't care about controlling the process because they know that they can control the process. And maybe they know they're still going to lose the White House, but at least they think maybe they won't get destroyed in such a way that they lose Congress, because that's what the point the vampiric one Nancy Pelosi made and Chuck Schumer. So if you still doubt me, if you still doubt me when I tell you that Biden is gone, he will be gone, I want you to think about it from this perspective. They may have figured, we can't save the White House, so let's stop trying, but we're going to lose so badly with this cadaver at the top of the ticket. We lose the House, we lose the Senate, we control nothing. And we give Trump at least 2 years to do whatever he wants to do without any buffer to stop him whatsoever. For them, that may be enough to say, we got to get Biden out. And we got to get Kamala Harris out, too, because she loses even worse. And they may not care if black women are offended if they shove Kamala Harris aside. They may not care. They may say, this is a Hail Mary. We got to do whatever we got to do. This is the big story brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. They may not care. This is from Morning Joe this morning. Mika Brzezinski, cue up Cut 22, that Biden appears to have reached the acceptance stage. Or I mean, I should say this. Mika Brzezinski appears to have reached the acceptance stage at this point. It may or may not be Joe Biden. It's not going to be Joe Biden. You know it and I know it. I wish it was. I really do. But it's not going to be. Because Barack Obama has spoken. And the end is near. And no one can save him now. Cut 22.
Given what you've just said, Joe, this is, goes back to the point that you made a week ago, perhaps more, and that the Dems need to get it together. They really need to get whatever they've got going, whatever it is. The problem should not be our candidate. The focus should be on Donald Trump. You know, it may or may not be Joe Biden. I trust Joe Biden's abilities. I also trust Nancy Pelosi's political acumen. Nobody knows politics more than her, and nobody more than Nancy Pelosi. She does not get out there without information to back it up. She doesn't take risks, and she knows her politics. She knows her numbers.
Yeah, oof, not looking good. Now, meanwhile, on the Republican side, last night was another night of great unity. Tonight, former and future President Donald Trump takes the stage here in Milwaukee. And there's some other speakers lined up tonight, too. Last night was another moving night, too, when the families of the Gold Star families spoke. The Gold Star family spoke, I mean, whose kids were killed in Abbey Gate. I want to play a clip for you. Let's cue up cut number 10. This was a moment during the convention last night that I don't think it was a dry eye in the House, to be honest with you. There was not a dry eye in the House. Gold Star parents Herman and Alicia Lopez named all 13 military members slain during the Afghanistan withdrawal under Joe Biden. These are the parents of late Marine Corps Corporal Hunter Lopez. It's important to note and you'll hear this later in the show when I do the interview with Gold Star parents, that Biden has still not called them to express his condolences. So the commander-in-chief has still not called the Gold Star families to express his condolences. Cut number 10.
When Hunter and the other service members' bodies were returned to the U.S. in Dover, Delaware, Joe Biden met the plane. But he made the occasion more about his son, lost to cancer, than our sons and daughters lost on his watch. Worse than that, he has never said their names out loud. And during last month's debate, he claimed no service members have died during his administration. None. That hurt us all deeply. So Alicia and I are here to say the names of all 13 service members who lost their lives.
Jimmy, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll finish that clip up. But we have a guest joining us in just a moment, Elizabeth Pipko, who is the RNC spokeswoman. So we'll get to her in just a moment. I do want to quickly tell you, though, as we are live from the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee, and we're very excited to be with you today, that relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. I say it all the time. It's been a guided principle in how Judith and her team run their business. They build great relationships by promising and providing to you a luxury buying experience, always doing what is right and making sure you drive away completely satisfied with the best deals available. And the result is that so many of their customers, like me, become customers for life. Cherry Hill Volvo has customers who've been with them for as long as 30 years. That's an incredible testament to the high level of service and value they provide. So you will always get the best deal on a Volvo. Like, for example, right now, you can have the XC90 for qualified buyers. Discounts of up to $13,176. Plus, take advantage of Cherry Hill Volvo's 2024 model year sell down. They are the most accessible Volvo dealer to Philly and South Jersey. They're right across the bridge. And listen, without their incredible sponsorship, we could not be doing this show live from the Republican National Convention. It wouldn't happen. So we're grateful to Judith and Yosef, the entire team over there, for their continued support in this age of cancel culture. So get there today. You'll love driving the XC90, by the way. My wife drives it. She loves it. When we take the kids on vacation, we have that third row, and it's so much better than the minivan. Oh, man, that, you don't want a minivan. You want the XC90. With discounts of up to $13,176, best time ever to get there. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back live from the Republican National Convention. It is me, Rich, with you today, live, as I always am this time of day, 3 to 7 p.m. your time, 2 to 6 p.m. our time here in Milwaukee, which I like better because I'm done earlier. Elizabeth Pipko is my guest. She is the national spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee. It's great to see you in person.
Thanks, yeah. Excited to finally meet.
Yeah, you've been on the show a bunch of times, but this is way better.
It is, right?
Yeah, it's much better, right? Come on. You having fun?
Of course. It's, what, day four now? I can't even keep track anymore. I don't think I've slept in a couple of weeks, actually, but this is my first convention, and it has not disappointed.
Are you happy with the unity that you're seeing? Because, I mean, I've been to a bunch of conventions, and I've never seen it this united before in my life.
Yeah, look, when I took this job, I decided I was going to try to do things a little differently as I could, and push for unity and be as pro-America before even being pro-Republican, because I think that's why I support this party, because it is the party that supports this country above all else. So for me, this moment means a lot. I'm excited to be a part of it. It actually means a lot to me as a first-generation American to get to represent a party in this moment in time. So it's very special for me. It's very important, and it's an honor I definitely don't take lightly.
What is the message that you are hoping that America sees this week?
So for me, I'm looking at this not as a Republican watching, right? I'm wondering what the Democrats or the independents might get from this convention. I know that the Republicans will agree with most of what they hear on stage, but I want to know that people that watch with an open mind at least understand where we're coming from, right? Because none of the messaging that I'm hearing is controversial in any way. I've always thought that, but especially just kind of closing your eyes and listening to the Americans that spoke on the stage over the last few days. We're talking Gold Star families. Yeah. We're talking family members of those that were murdered by illegal aliens. We're talking just people who hurt the same way that all Americans would hurt if that, God forbid, happened to them. I'm wondering if those that have at least a bit of an open mind are seeing where we're coming from and hoping, just like we are, to come together in this moment, which is a very difficult moment in time in this country, and just move forward into the future together, regardless of background or even political affiliation.
When you think about, I mean, this is an amazing operation to run a convention like this, and I'm grateful that I'm here so I could bring it to everybody, but you can't describe the amount of detail that it's like almost like you guys have overlooked nothing in terms of pulling this off. It's a great show, but there's a lot of production that goes into this, right?
It is, yeah. We will take the compliment. But I think after last time, I don't know if you remember, our convention was remote because of COVID. So we actually had a good amount of stuff.
By the way, Joe Biden has COVID, so thoughts and prayers.
Yes.
Thoughts and prayers. Yeah, I hope
exactly.
He survives it, yeah.
I definitely hope he survives.
Of course we do. We want him to be on the ballot. By the way, I don't really believe he has COVID, but we'll talk about that another time.
I don't
time.
Know what to believe anymore. But either way, no matter what is wrong,
right.
I hope he survives it. But I don't even think that's what they're worried about, which is crazy.
No, he's done. He's toast.
Right. A lot has gone into this. We learned from last convention how crazy things can get. So I think people are just excited to be in person again and make it the best show possible. So it's special for us to bring that to the American people, obviously, but also to share in it. Because when you're working as hard as we all are right now, you kind of forget. Like you and I right now are living in history, and one day in the history books they will talk about the assassination attempt on Saturday.
Yes.
They'll talk about this convention, and I think we'll hopefully realize how monumental it was that we were here.
Do you think when we're old we'll turn on C-SPAN or something one day, if it's still around? We'll be like, look at that's the convention we were at 50 years ago.
I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, this is monumental tonight. Donald Trump is going to speak a few days after surviving an assassination attempt, being, I guess, photographed in the most iconic photo probably of all time, definitely of modern history. And I am sure, I don't know if it's C-SPAN or something else, but I am sure my future children, grandchildren, whoever, will be watching this moment.
Well, Keith Olbermann thinks Trump's faking it, so, you know, there's that.
I'm going to blow your mind right now. Keith Olbermann is my neighbor.
No way.
Yes, he is.
Stop.
I actually saw him over the weekend.
Does he have a Hate Has No Home Here sign on his lawn?
I actually didn't even realize it was him. He was walking a very, very, very small dog and being nice to people, which is probably why I didn't realize it was him. I saw him the morning before the assassination attempt.
Okay.
So I really wish it was after so I could have.
Does he know who you are?
He must. Because
he knows that his neighbor is the RNC national spokeswoman. I mean, come on.
I dream of being in an elevator with him and just getting a conversation. It'll happen. I promise it'll happen.
Elizabeth Kifko is my guest. It's great to have her in person with me, finally. Look, it's a remarkable time. Saturday was that moment where the president puts his fist up in the air was just so epic and iconic. And, that's an image that our children will certainly see in the history books, no doubt, if they have books, history, whatever. no question about it. But there's something to that, too, which is that it just shows what a fighter he is. And he's always been fighting for people. It's always been a consistent theme going all the way back to 2016. But what's nice about this time around is he doesn't have to fight other Republicans. Because in 2016, this convention had a much different tone. Yeah. It was very ugly, very nasty. Ted Cruz did not start by saying God bless Donald Trump in 2016.
No.
So to see all the rivals up there on the stage, I think mattered a lot.
For sure. I wish we didn't have to get to this point with the assassination attempt and all the cases against him and the conviction and, you know, the bloodbath that was even this primary, even though it wasn't as bad, of course, as 2016. I wish we didn't have to go through all of that. But, you know, we have to go through the horrible things to appreciate the good as well. And I don't think now you could ask for a better moment. Again, we did lose a life on Saturday, which I don't want anybody to forget.
Of course.
A hero passed away protecting his family. That happened at a political rally, which is something that should never happen ever in this country. That's something that happens in the Soviet Union, where my parents are from, who literally escaped to come here so that I would have to witness all this, which is horrible. So we can't forget that, but we did watch Donald Trump survive an assassination attempt, and I cannot imagine not being so unified right now after all of that. And I honestly can't imagine not being unified with Democrats as well. We should come together as a country in this moment together and realize that we're all lucky to be here and lucky to still have a chance to fight for this country, which someone lost on Saturday.
Elizabeth Pipko, you're an author, and you've written about your family's story and how your parents escaped the Soviet Union, right?
I have. In my book, Finding My Place, Making My Parents' American Dream Come True, I wanted to make sure there was a good chunk in there about that, because I think, as crazy as it sounds, it's a good chunk of my identity is their story.
Then that story about immigration, but doing it the right way, matters too, because it's been a big theme this week, securing our border, keeping America safe.
Yeah, it's a hard topic for me because people always ask, how do you not understand that people need, you know, refuge and to come to this country? And I understand that better than anyone because my parents did that. They needed that. But for someone like me who knows what my family went through to get here, I mean, my father lost his father basically in the process of coming here. I never got to meet my grandfather. My parents had no money. They came with $90 each in their pockets. They went through the kind of things I will never understand just to come to this country the correct way. So I expect that of everybody because that's the respect that this nation truly deserves.
Yeah. Follow Elizabeth, all things Elizabeth Pipko, at Elizabeth Pipko. And it's great to see you in person, my friend. I appreciate it. You've been gracious with your time on our show. Last thing I want to ask you is Pennsylvania, our state where I broadcast out of. We got to win it. I think it's crucial to the White House. I think whoever wins Pennsylvania becomes the next president. And Dave McCormick, he wins. Maybe we have a chance of flipping the Senate. We could theoretically pick up not only the White House, but also both houses in Congress. We could do it.
If you look at the polling right now, we could pick up a lot more than just Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Look, I have high hopes I always have for Donald Trump, and I've supported him for the last 8 years despite everyone telling me that he had no chance and this case was it or this was the beginning of the end. And we've all heard it, you know, we've heard it all, but I've always thought it was going to be good. I didn't know how good, and it's crazy how bad things had to get under Joe Biden for the polling to be this good for Donald Trump. But he's not just leading in Pennsylvania and all other swing states. He's also up in Nevada. He's nearly tied in New Hampshire and New Mexico and Minnesota and Virginia and all these states that the Democrats have kind of taken for granted for a long time. So I'm very hopeful for Pennsylvania, but I don't want to stop there.
Good. Elizabeth Pipko, national spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Keep up the great work. All right, we'll be right back.
The Zioli Show. on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
How does that happen?
Fight!
That was an amazing, horrible thing, amazing thing, and in many ways it changes your attitude, your viewpoint on life. And I think, honestly, I think you appreciate God even more. I really do, because something happened.
As we continue live here on the Republican, at the Republican National Committee Convention here in Milwaukee, I just saw somebody tweeted out Tucker Carlson preparing for his speech tonight at the Republican National Committee. Exciting stuff. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. We got great guests coming up for you today. We're very excited. And Hulk Hogan is speaking tonight, too. I'm hoping we can get Hulk Hogan on the air. No guarantees, though. I haven't seen him down here in Media Row. Sometimes people come through and sometimes they don't. You just never know. But would love to have him if he can make the time for us today. Certainly we won't turn down the Hulkster. Now, with this idea now of unity, which has been a consistent theme here, a consistent message, one of the questions that I think a lot of people are going to wonder is, how do the Democrats get away with screaming about democracy and the death of democracy, and then a bunch of power brokers choosing the nominee behind closed doors? Because that's what's going to happen. If Biden gets out of this race, which he's most certainly going to do, and remember something, is now that everybody's saying Biden's going to be out. Remember, I've been saying this to you since October. Now, October of 2023 is when I first made the prediction that it's not going to be Joe Biden, and it's not going to be Joe Biden. But what's going to happen then is that you're going to have a bunch of power brokers led by Barack Obama who are then going to pick the nominee. And it's going to be a closed-door process. The delegates are, at this point, they're all a bunch of party insiders. Don't think that these delegates, this is not Chicago in 1968 here, where Johnson decides to get out and you got a battle and a floor fight. And these delegates are Democrat power brokers, donors, elected officials. They'll do what they're told. And that's what's going to happen. And everybody who thinks for a moment that this is a party that actually gives a damn about democracy, stop it. Joe Scarborough all but calls on Joe Biden to step aside. I'm not going to play that clip right now, but this is a CNN medical analyst. So we're going to cue up cut 27. If you noticed on the videos, Joey Shortstairs Biden going down the short stairs of Air Force One again, because he has to, because he can't walk upstairs. He falls upstairs, so he can't go up the big stairs. So Joey Shortstairs, maskless, going up the stairs of Air Force One, and then maskless getting into the Suburban and getting out of the Suburban. So does he really have COVID? No, he doesn't really have COVID. It's a fugazi. He does not have COVID. And Joy Reid is an idiot. Do you know that Joy Reid actually said that Biden is going to beat COVID like Donald Trump beat the assassination attempt? I'm not even joking. I'll play that clip for you next. But right now, here is a CNN medical analyst saying it's surprising Biden was maskless after testing positive for COVID. He doesn't have COVID. Stop it, you silly people. Stop it. Cut 27.
Dr. Reiner, we're seeing live pictures of the president boarding Air Force One right now. And what jumped out at me, and I'm sure to others as well, I didn't see him wearing a mask as he was with those other people on the tarmac there. What does that say to you?
Well, I think anyone who has active COVID now should wear a mask. You know, that's not controversial. That's just that's courteous. If you have courteous, if you have COVID now, you are contagious. So, you know, that's surprising that he wouldn't be wearing a mask with COVID at this time.
Yeah, because he doesn't have COVID, you see. Doesn't have COVID. This is all a fugazi. If he really did, why was he out super spread? He's a super spreader. He was out there shaking hands with people at a restaurant. The guy was getting everybody sick on Air Force One, just like when he had a cold after the debate. Remember the cold? And then he went to North Carolina, and he went to New York, and he went to New Jersey, and he was a super spreader. Georgia, he's spreading it. Please, stop it. If you believe this. Now, Joy Reid whines that Trump surviving an assassination attempt is viewed as a sign of strength. and suggests that Biden recovering from COVID could be viewed the same way. Maybe this will... Can you believe this, people? So Donald Trump almost died. He had a bullet, an assassin's bullet, almost graze his head. If you've not seen the videos yet, they've done a 3D rendition of Trump's head and how he turns literally right at the moment to save his life. Now, I know that the conspiracy kooks on the left are all thinking that this is a fake assassination attempt, that somehow Donald Trump was able to stage his own assassination attempt. Let me tell you something. There are things in life you can do and things in life you can't do. One of the things you can't do in life is stage your own assassination attempt and have people murdered in the crowd and you almost die. Okay, that you can't pull that off. You can pull a lot of things off in life, but you can't pull that off. That's one of those things that's absolutely impossible to do. Because you can't sit around and tell your team members, hey, do me a favor. Reach out to the Secret Service. I'm going to fake my own death. I'm going to fake my own assassination attempt. And we need a guy to go on the roof and shoot at me. And yeah, people may die in the crossfire, and he's going to die too. But it's going to really boost my polls, even though I'm already the front runner. And yet these kooks believe this. Actually, let me start with Cut 13. This is Joy Reid is a lunatic. She's a freaking lunatic. How this woman still has a job, how NBC keeps her on the air, I can't understand this. I don't understand this. Do I have to take a break, Matt? No? Okay, I'm good. All right, here's MSNBC. Do I have to take a break before 4? I'm good? All right, so here's Joy Reid, Cut 13.
We still don't know for sure whether Donald Trump was hit by a bullet, whether he was hit by glass fragments, whether he was hit by shrapnel. We don't have those details. We actually have no details from his physician, even though this man is still a Secret Service protected, you know, and presidential candidate. We knew almost nothing. Why? Why don't we know that much? We know that 3 people were shot. One person, unfortunately, was killed at the rally. We don't know where they were sitting or standing relative to him. We don't know why, for 9 full seconds, Donald Trump was allowed to stand back up during an active shooting, an active shooter situation, even though they, at that point, had said the shooter was down. How would have they know? How would they have known if there were more shooters or not? Nobody knew that there could have been 5 shooters, for all they knew. Yet they allowed him to stand up in the middle of that, you know, crisis and pose for a photo.
Let's stop it right there, Jimmy. Just hit the pause for me. I'm going to keep playing it. But that's the Secret Service protocols that we're all questioning right now. We're questioning that. We're questioning why they had little people on the stage with him besides big burly guys. Look, they did a great job of protecting him on the stage, but some of them were just not big enough to actually move the guy. So we're all asking those questions, but this is her suggesting that this was all planned. And somehow they, like, I don't know, rehearsed this, I guess. And that all those Secret Service agents were in on it. And all these people were willing to risk their life to be in on it, too, just to help Donald Trump win. All right? Keep going.
This pumped the air so he could get the iconic photo. And then they allowed him to stand up again outside of the SUV instead of just shoving him into the SUV. That seems really unusual. What is the actual injury to Donald Trump's ear that's under that bandage? Shouldn't we know that by now? It's weird. And there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of curiosity about it. You know, in the sort of media world.
Because people are not crazy. That's why.
Because
people are not crazy.
Where are the FOIAs? Why isn't the New York Times, like, aggressively pursuing his medical records? It's just weird. Just a strange thing that I've noticed. And I don't know if you guys have noticed it too. But it's
no,
weird.
Because they're not, well, maybe they are crazy because they're her supporters and listeners, I guess. Maybe they've noticed it too. People aren't asking these things because they're not freaking nuts. That's why. What you're peddling is the kind of dirt conspiracy theory that is so, I've told you before, if you want to test a conspiracy theory to figure out if it's actually real or not, here's what you do. Play out the scenario. Like, can you imagine somebody in the Secret Service saying, I don't really care if Donald Trump is safe or not, so we're not going to give him all the resources he needs? 100%. Absolutely. I can definitely see that happening because it's happened before. Can I see them saying, let's stage an assassination attempt to help boost his poll numbers, even though he's already the clear front runner? No! Because to do so is so incredibly insane. Stop it. Look, we had the House Select Subcommittee on the Assassination of John F. Kennedy rule in 1978, a likely conspiracy. And they named the CIA as being one of those potential collaborators. I don't know if the CIA was involved in this or not. I'm not saying they were, but I can't say they weren't. I want to see the investigation. But here's what I know. I know that governments take out people. I know that. I know that the opposition takes out their opposition. It's happened throughout human history. You'd be naive if you didn't think that that was possible. And as Michael Corleone says in Godfather 2, if history's taught us anything, it's that anyone can be gotten to. I know all these things. Why do you think you have Secret Service protection for presidents? Because not only are there lone gunmen, whack jobs, but there's also people that try to commit coup d'etats. And they happen in countries around the world all the time. But the idea that the front runner, who doesn't control the government, can have the opposition's government collude on an assassination attempt just to help him politically? Think about that now. That's insane. And so ridiculous that if you were to write a book or a movie about that and you handed that into to an editor and said, here's my pitch. So the guy running against the president is going to convince the president's own United States Secret Service, even though the director doesn't like him, and even though the agents all work for the federal government, to stage an assassination attempt just to help him. And yeah, people are going to die, and the agents may be killed in the crossfire, but they don't care. They're going to do it anyway, because MAGA. Like, get out of my office. Get out of here. This is the dumbest movie plot I've ever heard in my life. Get out. So stop it already. She also whined that Trump surviving an assassination attempt is viewed as a sign of strength. Similar to Biden if he recovers from COVID. Cut 14.
Here's the question that I have on that. These two men are both elderly. Donald Trump is an elderly man who, for whatever reason, was given 9 seconds to take an iconic photo op during an active shooter situation. Weird situation. We'll figure that out one day. But his survival of that and bouncing right back and going right to his convention is being conveyed in the media world as a sign of strength. This current president of the United States is 81 years old and has COVID. Should he be fine in a couple of days? Doesn't that convey exactly the same thing? That he's strong enough, older than Trump, to have gotten something that used to really be...
He beat a cold, just like the assassin's bullet.
So if he does fine out of it and comes back and is able to do rallies, isn't that exactly the same?
It should.
I mean, it's not exactly the same. It's not the same incident, but it's an...
Stop, stop, stop. No, it's not the same. These two things are not like the other. If this was the SATs and you said, okay, assassination attempt, almost getting your head blown off, or a cold, which one is not like the other? You'd go, beating the cold? You go, yes, exactly. And it's idiotic to suggest, hey, I beat COVID, which I've had 3 times, and by the way, isn't lethal. And Joe Biden has had 87 boosters. Of course, none of that stuff actually really works, but that's beside the point. That's the same as almost getting your head blown off? Really? Okay. 855-839-1210. As we continue live from the Republican National Convention, we got some great guests coming up for you in your 4 o'clock hour, my 3 o'clock hour. But I got to tell you, as we continue along here, Dr. Mike Veneria, I've been telling you about one of the great finds of Mama Zioli, and that is our dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria at Veneria Dental, my buddy. And as you know, my whole family goes to Dr. Mike. The level of care and commitment to dental excellence is unmatched. You know, it's now July, and we're in the back half of the year. If you have not been to the dentist, what are you waiting for? And if you need to get a second opinion, if you've had any estimates on dental work, go see Dr. Mike. He's a great guy. He'll take great care of you, and you'll have an amazing, amazing smile. Dr. Mike and his staff make it so easy to have that beautiful, healthy smile that we all want. He has been named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years, and he also has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. So I promise you will not be disappointed. And if you're on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, reach out to Dr. Mike Veneria today. With 2 locations to serve you in Cinnaminson or Woodbury, schedule your free implant consultation by calling 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VeneriaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
and on the free Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
What's that? How does that happen?
Fight!
That was an amazing, horrible thing, amazing thing, and in many ways it changes your attitude, your viewpoint on life. And I think, honestly, I think you appreciate God even more. I really do, because something happened.
As we continue live here on the Republican, at the Republican National Committee Convention here in Milwaukee, I just saw somebody tweeted out Tucker Carlson preparing for his speech tonight at the Republican National Committee. Exciting stuff. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. We got great guests coming up for you today. We're very excited. And Hulk Hogan is speaking tonight, too. I'm hoping we can get Hulk Hogan on the air. No guarantees, though. I haven't seen him down here in Media Row. Sometimes people come through, and sometimes they don't. You just never know. But would love to have him if he can make the time for us today. Certainly, we won't turn down the Hulkster. Now, with this idea now of unity, which has been a consistent theme here, a consistent message, one of the questions that I think a lot of people are going to wonder is, how do the Democrats get away with screaming about democracy and the death of democracy, and then a bunch of power brokers choosing the nominee behind closed doors? Because that's what's going to happen. If Biden gets out of this race, which he's most certainly going to do, and remember something, is now that everybody's saying Biden's going to be out, Biden's going to be out. Remember, I've been saying this to you since October. Now, October of 2023 is when I first made the prediction that it's not going to be Joe Biden, and it's not going to be Joe Biden. But what's going to happen then is that you're going to have a bunch of power brokers led by Barack Obama who are then going to pick the nominee. And it's going to be a closed-door process. The delegates are, at this point, they're all a bunch of party insiders. Don't think that these delegates, this is not Chicago in 1968 here, where Johnson decides to get out and you got a battle and a floor fight. And these delegates are Democrat power brokers, donors, elected officials. They'll do what they're told. And that's what's going to happen. And everybody who thinks for a moment that this is a party that actually gives a damn about democracy, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Joe Scarborough all but calls on Joe Biden to step aside. I'm not going to play that clip right now, but this is a CNN medical analyst. So we're going to cue up cut 27. If you noticed on the videos, Joey short stairs Biden, going down the short stairs of Air Force One again, because he has to, because he can't walk upstairs. He falls upstairs, so he can't go up the big stairs. So Joey short stairs, maskless, going up the stairs of Air Force One, and then maskless getting into the Suburban and getting out of the Suburban. So does he really have COVID? No, he doesn't really have COVID. It's a fugazi. He does not have COVID. And Joy Reid is an idiot. Do you know that Joy Reid actually said that Biden is going to beat COVID like Donald Trump beat the assassination attempt? I'm not even joking. I'll play that clip for you next. But right now, here is a CNN medical analyst saying it's surprising Biden was maskless after testing positive for COVID. He doesn't have COVID. Stop it, you silly people. Stop it. Cut 27.
Dr. Reiner, we're seeing live pictures of the president boarding Air Force One right now. And what jumped out at me, and I'm sure to others as well, I didn't see him wearing a mask as he was with those other people on the tarmac there. What does that say to you?
Well, I think anyone who has active COVID now should wear a mask. You know, that's not controversial. That's just that's courteous. If you have courteous, if you have COVID now, you are contagious. So, you know, that's surprising that he wouldn't be wearing a mask with COVID at this time.
Yeah, because he doesn't have COVID, you see. Doesn't have COVID. This is all a fugazi. If he really did, why was he out super spread? He's a super spreader. He was out there shaking hands with people at a restaurant. The guy was getting everybody sick on Air Force One, just like when he had a cold after the debate. Remember the cold? And then he went to North Carolina, and he went to New York, and he went to New Jersey, and he was a super spreader. Georgia, he's spreading it. Please, stop it. If you believe this. Now, Joy Reid whines that Trump surviving an assassination attempt is viewed as a sign of strength and suggests that Biden recovering from COVID could be viewed the same way. Maybe this will... Can you believe this, people? So Donald Trump almost died. He had a bullet, an assassin's bullet, almost graze his head. If you've not seen the videos yet, they've done a 3D rendition of Trump's head and how he turns literally right at the moment to save his life. Now, I know that the conspiracy kooks on the left are all thinking that this is a fake assassination attempt, that somehow Donald Trump was able to stage his own assassination attempt. Let me tell you something. There are things in life you can do and things in life you can't do. One of the things you can't do in life is stage your own assassination attempt and have people murdered in the crowd and you almost die. Okay, that you can't pull that off. You can pull a lot of things off in life, but you can't pull that off. That's one of those things that's absolutely impossible to do. Because you can't sit around and tell your team members, hey, do me a favor. Reach out to the Secret Service. I'm going to fake my own death. I'm going to fake my own assassination attempt. And we need a guy to go on the roof and shoot at me. And yeah, people may die in the crossfire, and he's going to die too. But it's going to really boost my polls, even though I'm already the front runner. And yet these kooks believe this. Actually, let me start with cut 13. This is Joy Reid is a lunatic. She's a freaking lunatic. How this woman still has a job, how NBC keeps her on the air, I can't understand this. I don't understand this. Do I have to take a break, Matt? No? Okay, I'm good. All right, here's MSNBC. Do I have to take a break before 4? I'm good? All right, so here's Joy Reid, cut 13.
We still don't know for sure whether Donald Trump was hit by a bullet, whether he was hit by glass fragments, whether he was hit by shrapnel. We don't have those details. We actually have no details from his physician, even though this man is still a Secret Service protected you know, and presidential candidate. We knew almost nothing. Why? Why don't we know that much? We know that three people were shot. One person, unfortunately, was killed at the rally. We don't know where they were sitting or standing relative to him. We don't know why, for 9 full seconds, Donald Trump was allowed to stand back up during an active shooting, an active shooter situation, even though they, at that point, had said the shooter was down. How would have they know? How would they have known if there were more shooters or not? Nobody knew that there could have been 5 shooters for all they knew. Yet they allowed him to stand up in the middle of that, you know, crisis and pose for a photo.
Let's stop it right there, Jimmy. Just hit the pause for me. I'm going to keep playing it. But that's the Secret Service protocols that we're all questioning right now. We're questioning that. We're questioning why they had little people on the stage with him besides big burly guys. Look, they did a great job of protecting him on the stage, but some of them were just not big enough to actually move the guy. So we're we're all asking those questions, but this is her suggesting that this was all planned. And somehow they, like, I don't know, rehearsed this, I guess. And that all those Secret Service agents were in on it. And all these people were willing to risk their life to be in on it too, just to help Donald Trump win. All right? Keep going.
This pumped the air so he could get the iconic photo. And then they allowed him to stand up again outside of the SUV instead of just shoving him into the SUV. That seems really unusual. What is the actual injury to Donald Trump's ear that's under that bandage? Shouldn't we know that by now? It's weird. And there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of curiosity about it. You know, in the sort of
media world.
Because
people are not crazy, that's why.
Because
people are not crazy.
Where are the FOIAs? Why isn't the New York Times, like, aggressively pursuing his medical records? It's just weird. Just a strange thing that I've noticed. And I don't know if you guys have noticed it, too. But it's
no,
weird.
Because they're not. Well, maybe they are crazy because they're her supporters and listeners, I guess. Maybe they've noticed it, too. People aren't asking these things because they're not freaking nuts. That's why. What you're peddling is the kind of dirt conspiracy theory that is so. I've told you before, if you want to test a conspiracy theory to figure out if it's actually real or not, here's what you do. Play out the scenario. Like, can you imagine somebody in the Secret Service saying, I don't really care if Donald Trump is safe or not, so we're not going to give him all the resources he needs? 100%. Absolutely. I can definitely see that happening because it's happened before. Can I see them saying, let's stage an assassination attempt to help boost his poll numbers, even though he's already the clear front runner? No, because to do so is so incredibly insane. Stop it. Look, we had the House Select Subcommittee on the Assassination of John F. Kennedy rule in 1978, a likely conspiracy. And they named the CIA as being one of those potential collaborators. I don't know if the CIA was involved in this or not. I'm not saying they were, but I can't say they weren't. I want to see the investigation. But here's what I know. I know that governments take out people. I know that. I know that the opposition takes out their opposition. It's happened throughout human history. You'd be naive if you didn't think that that was possible. And as Michael Corleone says in Godfather 2, if history's taught us anything, it's that anyone can be gotten to. I know all these things. Why do you think you have Secret Service protection for presidents? Because not only are there lone gunmen, whack jobs, but there's also people that try to commit coup d'etats. And they happen in countries around the world all the time. But the idea that the front runner, who doesn't control the government, can have the opposition's government collude on an assassination attempt just to help him politically? Think about that now. That's insane. And so ridiculous that if you were to write a book or a movie about that and you handed that to an editor and said, here's my pitch. So the guy running against the president is going to convince the president's own United States Secret Service, even though the director doesn't like him, and even though the agents all work for the federal government, to stage an assassination attempt just to help him. And yeah, people are going to die, and the agents may be killed in the crossfire, but they don't care. They're going to do it anyway, because MAGA. Like, get out of my office. Get out of here. This is the dumbest movie plot I've ever heard in my life. Get out. So stop it already. She also whined that Trump surviving an assassination attempt is viewed as a sign of strength. similar to Biden if he recovers from COVID. Cut 14.
Here's the question that I have on that. These two men are both elderly. Donald Trump is an elderly man who, for whatever reason, was given 9 seconds to take an iconic photo op during an active shooter situation. Weird situation. We'll figure that out one day. But his survival of that and bouncing right back and going right to his convention is being conveyed in the media world as a sign of strength. This current president of the United States is 81 years old and has COVID. Should he be fine in a couple of days? Doesn't that convey exactly the same thing? That he's strong enough, older than Trump, to have gotten something that used to really be...
He beat a cold just like the assassin's bullet.
So if he does fine out of it and comes back and is able to do rallies, isn't that exactly the same?
It should.
I mean, it's not exactly the same. It's not the same incident, but it's an...
Stop. No, it's not the same. These two things are not like the other. If this was the SATs and you said, okay, assassination attempt, almost getting your head blown off, or a cold, which one is not like the other? You'd go, beating the cold? You go, yes, exactly. And it's idiotic to suggest, hey, I beat COVID, which I've had 3 times, and by the way, isn't lethal. And Joe Biden has had 87 boosters. Of course, none of that stuff actually really works, but that's beside the point. That's the same as almost getting your head blown off? Really? Okay. 855-839-1210. As we continue live from the Republican National Convention, we got some great guests coming up for you in your 4 o'clock hour, my 3 o'clock hour. But I got to tell you, as we continue along here, Dr. Mike Veneria. I've been telling you about one of the great finds of Mama Zioli, and that is our dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria at Veneria Dental, my buddy. And as you know, my whole family goes to Dr. Mike. The level of care and commitment to dental excellence is unmatched. You know, it's now July, and we're in the back half of the year. If you have not been to the dentist, what are you waiting for? And if you need to get a second opinion, if you've had any estimates on dental work, go see Dr. Mike. He's a great guy. He'll take great care of you, and you'll have an amazing, amazing smile. Dr. Mike and his staff make it so easy to have that beautiful, healthy smile that we all want. He has been named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years, and he also has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. So I promise you will not be disappointed. And if you're on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, reach out to Dr. Mike Veneria today. With 2 locations to serve you in Cinnaminson or Woodbury, schedule your free implant consultation by calling 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. That's VanariaVeneriaDental.com. VeneriaDental.com.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.